Just drove out of the gates of Tala Hospital in Dublin. There's always a great sense of relief when I get to go home after one of my many outpatient or appointments that I have to go to. Today, the Tuesday after the bank holiday weekend, my day off, an extra day off, I was due to see my kidney consultant. I haven't seen her in I don't know how long, it's certainly over a year. There's always that little bit of nerves there that she's going to find something that maybe somebody else has missed. So I arrived, you do various different queues. I skipped the queue for blood, took an executive decision to skip the queue for blood because I knew I had blood results from only about a week and a half ago. And Dr. Wall, my lovely consultant, always trusts me to do things like that. So skipped that queue, but had to go into the appointment queue, the urine sample queue, and then the general queue waiting, watching the charts stack up one on top of the other, wondering where is my rather fat chart at this stage. And was lost in a book on the Facebook effect when my name was called. So went in to see Dr. Wall, and she said she had pulled my chart in particular because she wanted to see me as opposed to one of her registrars seeing me. The last time one of the registrars saw me, I ended up going home and having a pulmonary embolism and been rushed back into hospital. So, you know, to say she's thorough is an understatement. But so everything was brilliant. She said, you know, what medication are you on? I said, I'm on no medication. And she said, there are very few, if any, patients that go into her consulting room and say they're on no medication, considering what I have. So that was great news. And we had a bit of a chit chat. We have kind of a similar sense of humour. You know, we're both kind of busy parents and that. So there's a real, always been a real connection there. And then, not clamorsing me, she said, I look absolutely fantastic, which, you know, it's not so much a compliment, but as a reassurance of how well I'm doing since my stem cell transplant in 2007. So they're always the words you want to hear. You look really well, not in any vain sense the way, you look really well, your blood results are very good, you're great. And she said, you actually look younger than when I last saw you. So I don't know what those stem cells are doing, but whatever they're doing, please keep doing it. They must be regenerating me from the inside out. And then I don't need to see her for probably another 6 to 12 months. So great news all around. So I'm heading home now to celebrate. No matter how minor a thing it might seem to people, this is always a big celebration when you leave the hospital with good news. So heading home now to celebrate with the kids. So just a short boo, another hospital boo. So chat soon. Bye.